This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome back to the Buffalo Happy Hour. My name is Derek, and today we are going to be doing Flaviers Advent Whiskey Calendar Day 18. Really excited about this one. The last couple actually have been pretty interesting because I feel like from what Flavier did was they made it pretty easy to start with, and then after that, I feel like they made it more difficult or like different types of whiskey that I was really shocked to see. So we'll see how this goes. I'm pretty shocked to see, or I'm pretty interested to see kind of what is going to come out for the rest of this box. Again, we're day 18. If you didn't watch any of the previous 17, go to youtube.com/BuffaloHappyHour. Check out all of those. We do review these blindly, and we're going to see how this goes. All right, put this right back in here so you can't see where it is. If you do have this and this looks different, it's because we're doing these completely blind without airport codes or anything. The actual box that it came in is right over there. But we're going to do this completely blind and see where we're at. All right. So day 18, this looks pretty light, a little like goldish, not nearly as dark as kind of like a copper note, but it looks pretty gold right off the bat. Not very viscous. I'm not really seeing anything stick on the glass as much, so this looks pretty thin, but let's see how it tastes or smells. Very smoky. Almost like campfire-y, not a traditional peaty. There's a little bit of a sea salt note in there. A little peppercorn, which is interesting. You don't normally get that with smoke. And a lot of barley. But you're getting that peppercorn in there, which is interesting too. And there's almost like this sweet honey note to it as well. This is a very intriguing nose. This is not U.S. Normally, you don't see a lot of U.S.'s using, or U.S. whiskey being made with smoke. Normally, that's a very niche thing that Scotland, Ireland, some single malts go through for the, and that's more of a traditional process that goes through the malting or drying out of the barley to before it goes into the mash. But you don't see a lot of American whiskeys do that, and I think it's probably to separate themselves a lot of the time from the whiskey from overseas. So that's why. Like, there are a couple in the U.S. that do have some sort of smoke or peat element to it, but it's very, very far, few and far between, which I'm not sure Flavio will put that in here. So I'm definitely going overseas, but I'm not smelling those traditional, like, super, super heavy, maybe because it's rye, but for scotch, what I normally associate is, like, that sea salt, but also that fresh breeze. And that apple note. And I'm not getting either of those. All right, let's go for the taste. Oh my God. Ooh. That is interesting, man. Wow. There's a lot going on in this. Where do I even start? So initially when it hits your tongue, it kind of gives off this like burnt sugar cube. It's very sweet up front, but that transitions really quickly into this very smoky, charred peppercorn, but like a creamed peppercorn, if that makes sense. I don't know what food or what meal I would associate with this, because creamed peppercorn doesn't really sound like anything you'd have. But there's this like creaminess to it, but this very distinct charred, burnt, smoky peppercorn spice to it that's really quickly replaced by the sweet note. Almost like a hay or a barley, or like kind of like maybe a buttered toast a little bit, like that sweet butter. This is a very intriguing taste. I'm sorry, nose. I'm gonna go for the nose. I love the smoke, so let's go B, check on the nose. Initial taste, I'm going A-. I think this is the first A that we've had in quite some time. This is very interesting. I'm not sure I've ever had this combination of flavors before. Yeah, that's fascinating, man. Any note, I will say, from the initial taste really hits you quite hard. And then, like, with a lot of different flavors, like that wheat, that butter toast, that heavy smoke, the charred peppercorn, the creaminess to it. You're getting a little bit of the oak, sea salt, vanilla, a little bit of that. So I feel like there's American influence, meaning that there's probably some sort of ex-bourbon cask influence, but I'm pretty sure that this is not American. I'm not tasting any of their traditional American notes, and I feel like with that sea salt and the smokiness to it, I might be going like outside, like this random craft distillery, either in Scotland, or I can even see outside of Scotland. I haven't had enough international whiskeys to know, and I don't think this is Japanese. Could it be Japanese? Like a blended Japanese type, where they previously, like when they used to source a lot of their stuff from Scotland and Ireland. I could see that too. We had China the other day, and I don't think that this is China. I mean, granted, I've only had one Chinese whiskey, and that was in this box, so I'm 100% not sure. There's almost like a skunky taste to it, too. This is dynamic, man. I like this. I actually really like this. I'm going to go A- on the ending note. This is probably one of the higher ratings that I've had in quite some time. It's very different. And when you smell it, your immediate thought is scotch.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
But that smoke is different than the smoke that I'm used to in Scotland. And I think part of the reason why I'm saying that that smells different and tastes different is because I'm getting a lot of that peppercorn. And to me, this is where I get a little confused, because traditionally Scotch is single malt or some sort of variation of grain whiskey. But I have not tasted a Scotch that is high in rye, which is where my hesitation comes from, which is why I am going to guess this is Scotland, like some offshoot of Scotland, just because of it has similar characteristics of that smokiness and that sea salt and kind of that iodine medicinal note. But this has to be a distillery that I've never even heard of before from Scotland, because I'm not this, maybe like some random crazy island in like the Orkney Islands or something crazy north of Scotland, it's just tough to find. But again, I can't place it. I don't even know if there is a rye whiskey from Scotland. Final rating. '92. This is a product that I could get behind. It's not traditional Scotch, which I like. If this is American whiskey, I'm actually going to be pretty upset, because there's a lot of sea salt aspect. So if it is American, it has to be something crazy like Washington single malt that is not even single malt. It has to be like a Washington rye whiskey, but that still doesn't make sense, because I don't get this taste from a rye whiskey made in America. Maybe it's a Canadian whiskey. Is it Canadian? They do get some influence from Scotland too. So you know what? That might be a good call. Maybe it's like a Northern Canadian. I'm very unfamiliar with a lot of Canadian distilleries, though, to be honest with you. I just don't think it's American. And I don't think it's Ireland. And I really don't think it's Scotland. I know it's not Japanese. So I'm going to go Canadian or Scottish. It's, or Scotch. It has to be one of those two. Or something that I've never had before. Proof, I'm probably going to go like a 90. This is a good product. I'm going to go a Canadian or Scotch, but I think that this is a rye whiskey. That's why I'm moving more towards Canada, because I have not really seen a lot of rye whiskey coming out from Scotland that's been smoked. But I also haven't seen a lot of Canadian rye whiskey that has been smoked. So I'm kind of in this weird area. Let's see what this is. So New Riff was yesterday. Oh, dear Flavor Adventurers, as we prepare for our descent into Northern Europe, please ensure your window shades are open and marvel at the beautiful scenery below. So, it's not Canada. Welcome to the land of 1,000 lakes of endless forests in Finland. Never had Finnish whiskey before, so that makes sense why I have no idea what this tasted like. Let's see if there's anything from here that says that they get anything from Scotland. Today's destination introduces you to a nation with a quiet yet potent legacy in distilling from crystal clear vodkas born in Arctic purity to the caraway-infused aquavit. Amidst this heritage, Cairo Distillery soars above the rest, born from a rye-fueled sauna. Okay, so it is rye. Nice. Sauna conversation among friends daring to reimagine whiskey. Today's Cairo wood-smoked rye whiskey is their magnum opus. Crafted entirely from Finnish whole grain rye and kissed with alder smoke, a nod to Finland's traditional sauna rituals. Okay, so it's a smoke that is added into it? Today's Cairo... Oh, no, it's a wood-smoked rye whiskey. So how do they... does this say anything on how they released their first rye whiskey in 2020? Okay, so this is a young, if they released their first in 2020, at least 5 years, or at max 5 years old. Marked a milestone that cemented them in masters of their craft. 100% malted Finnish whole grain rye. 100% malted rye. Okay. That's the second one in a row. Was it last year or yesterday's 100% malted rye? Yeah. 94 proof. Kyrell wood-smoked rye grain whiskey is a century calibration of Finnish traditions. Alder smoked malt. Okay, so it is probably a similar process of, in Scotland, they burned peat moss to dry out the barley. Here, they probably just burned, like traditionally, they burned their, and tried to dry out their rye grain with smoke, which is interesting. And then it was aged in a combination of ex-bourbon French oak and new American oak barrels. Okay, so you can get a lot of that American influence there too. This is a very interesting product. I like this. So brand name is Kyrell. Kyrell Wood Smoked Rye Whiskey out of Finland. 100% malted rye. Hold on. Made from 100% malted finish, alder smoked whole grain barley. So is this a malted rye or is this a malt? Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Okay, let's scan this thing and see the price on this. I'm pleasantly surprised. Price point, I didn't scan it yet. Price point, I'm going to go with a... I have no idea. $59.99. Just under $60. What do we got here? Cairo, $61.99. Okay, $58.90 with Flavio membership. Okay. Would you have this in your collection? I totally would. I think that this is a very interesting product. It combines a lot of that smoke element that I enjoy from Scotland, but it's definitely a different type of smoke. As soon as you smell it, you immediately think that it's Scotch, but once you dive deeper into it, it's a different type of smoke than is traditional with Scotland. So that makes a ton of sense to me. I like this product, man. I think this is a solid pour. 92, did I say? 92. That's a solid rating. I think one of the best that we've had so far on the show for the Flavier calendar. Pretty interesting. I'm very proud of this product. Good job, Kyrell. If you have more product, definitely let us know. I don't know. If you had this Flavier calendar and you had this, what are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments down below. And also, if you've had any other Kyrell products, also let me know in the comments down below, because I've never even heard of them. I've never really heard of the distillery in Finland. Yeah! So, pretty fascinated with this. This was a really good port. Good job. Thank you everybody for tuning in to today's Whiskey Advent Calendar Day 18. If you want to check out the other 17, go to our channel, search them up, and let me know what your thoughts are. If you did drink this with me because you have this calendar, or if you drank something else with me because you don't have this calendar, let me know in the comments down below what you were drinking. And we always recommend a drink responsibly, be a good person, and don't let it rob.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.